Episode number 307, What Have You Done for Your Camaro?
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So here we are, summer 2011.
Right about in the middle, I would think of.
Yeah, we're just over a little month officially into summer.
Yeah.
And as the title of the show says, what have you done for your Camaro?
Yeah, this is kind of the point where I myself start getting itchy and I want to do more because I know that the summer is...
Start effing it up even more.
In my mind, the summer is kind of at its midpoint where it gets really brutally hot late July, early August.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's October and you're wearing a jacket and then snowmobiles come out and then we go break our legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to talk about that. You know, what have you, dear listener, done for your Camaro so far this year? And what do you plan to do? You know, what kind of mods you done? Yeah. Anything cool? We know Mike Plesha blew his stuff up.
Yeah, but he's got a brand new engine back
in it.
And he's back on the road.
Yeah,
so
very cool. Good for him.
A little more than a month, and he's good to go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Chris, what have you done to your car?
Absolutely nothing.
Why not?
I don't care to F it up.
You gonna do anything?
I don't know. I'd think about doing an exhaust and all that, but I don't know.
Yeah, do it. You wanna?
Yeah, I do.
Do it. Do it.
But I don't know.
I've done things, and I was supposed to update my blog at phantomss.com, and just haven't updated it yet.
Oh,
been busy with work.
But you've
done
other things.
Yeah, yeah. I installed the Heritage grill. Yep. That was fun, tearing the front of the car off at 3 in the morning.
Hope you pull some of those pictures.
I do have some pictures that I should post of what the car looks like without the front clip, and it's just spooky.
Yeah.
It's like it has no face. I've done a couple other things, too. And then I've been working on some video reviews of products because last year I did the sequential turn signal install. And I thought this would be kind of like a cool like video how-to review.
Yeah.
And so I made one and threw it up on YouTube. I don't remember if it's on my personal channel or the Camaro Z28.com YouTube channel. But I kind of got a kick out of doing that. So I started doing some more, and then I kind of got, like, in my typical nature, I went overboard, made them a big deal. And now some are in post-production or post-install. And we're going to start rattling those out, I think, hopefully by the end of mid to the end of next month and go all the way through the fall and winter for anybody doing winter installs. So it should be pretty cool. So I'm not going to give away what I've done.
Okay.
But I want to know what the listeners have done out there.
Because we have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of Camaros.
And we want to hear what you've done or what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, you got any... The worst thing is when you buy a part and it sits on the shelf for 2 months.
Yeah, kind of like a computer.
Shut up, man. Damn. You just had to pull that into the show, didn't you? Yeah, I bought a new PC in...
2 months ago?
Shut up, man. I bought it just for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not quite 2 months.
Anyway. And the other thing I want to know is what car shows have you gone to and what car shows are you going to go to? But we'll get to that maybe a little later on the episode.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, maybe a little later on after some other good stuff.
Yeah.
So since it's midsummer, what happens in midsummer? New model year vehicle production.
2012 Camaro production started this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
With red calipers on the Synergy editions.
Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, yes. Our good friend Camaro Scotty posted some Camaro updates for 2012.
Yep.
Let's see. New July's consensus covers 2012 model run production from mid-August through mid-September. Gray, Imperial Blue, and the new Crystal Red Claret will be available later in 2012 model run.
The hell's Claret?
I don't know.
Claret?
C-L-R-A-E-T. C-L-R-E-T, sorry.
Sounds like a chick's name.
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Claret.
They will not be available during this consensus cycle.
Oh. Mm. Far out.
Yeah. 2012 Camaro 45th Anniversary Editions now available.
Yep.
With 2LT and 2SS coupes and convertible models, includes exclusive carbon flash exterior and unique interior accents. Carbon flash.
Yeah, we've talked about that in a couple of episodes here, and of course we threw it up on the main page of CamaroZ28.com.
Beautiful. And of course the Transformers Edition and the Honor and Valor package, all for 2012.
Speaking of Transformers, did you see Transformers 3?
Yes, I did.
You know, I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it last weekend.
What'd you think?
I did not see it in 3D, but I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was better than the last one. But it was similar to the ending of the last movie because it just kind of drug on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The movie was like 2 hours and 45 minutes, okay? That last battle scene could have probably, they probably could have cut a half an hour out of it easily.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty decent.
Long battle scenes work great for Black Hawk Down and Saving Private Ryan, but apparently not for...
Giant machines are in the air and flipping around and I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? Since we're talking about it, I saw something that makes the world even sadder the other day.
What's that?
I think, I don't remember where I saw it, but you can buy glasses that turn 3D movies into 2D movies.
Really?
Yeah, for people that don't want to see the 3D effect in all that crud. It's a sad world when you have to spend money
on, more money
on glasses to go from 3D back to 2D.
Why would you do that? I don't know.
People, some people don't like the 3D effect.
Then don't see the 3D movie.
and you just illustrated my point that it's a sad freaking, I'm not going to see the 2D, but I'll wear these dorky ass glasses.
Well, I saw Oakley has their own version of 3D glasses. They're like $100.
But that's badass.
To bring into 3D movies. They're like the gas can ones, right?
Yeah. As cool of an idea as I think that is, because their optical quality is very good,
yes.
I can personally attest, I would feel like a total movie nerd walking into a theater wearing those things.
With your own 3D glasses.
Never mind, man. I brought my own. See the big O on the arms? That's right. That's right. I'm a pro movie watcher. And I look like a skater or whatever. I don't know.
I haven't seen another 3D movie since Avatar, so.
I don't think I've even Oh, I saw Jackass 3D.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the only movie I've actually seen in 3D.
Oh.
I don't see a whole lot of movies these days, so. Yeah. I need to get out and see Transformers, though.
Yeah, it is good.
Is there a lot of Bumblebee in it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Looking good.
All right, so we covered the 2012 updates. We covered Transformers 3. What's next? Hey, we got any voicemails or emails?
Yeah, we do.
Have I gotten any static about my personal thoughts on the whole Chrysler thing?
No.
None?
None.
I guess I made some sense for a change.
Everybody agrees with us. That or they just tuned us out.
I think maybe. I think that's more likely the case.
Oh, fast forward.
Debler's on a rant again. bitch. Hey, they're talking about Camaros again.
Yeah.
All right, so let's...
How about read an email?
You want me to read an email?
Yeah.
This came in from Dave. Forum user named Dave Gandhi. Hey there, new member here. I'm wondering, do you guys feel that the ZL1 will be a long-term run, or do you think it will stop when they come out with a Z28? That's a great question.
Hmm.
But I think I know what my answer would be. I don't know factually, but what my opinion is.
Yeah.
I think
it'll coincide.
I think the ZL1 will run as long as it sells.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, you still see Corvette selling the Z06, still selling the ZR1.
As long as it sells.
Yeah. You know, as little as they're, you know, I don't think it's a major production car for as much as they're selling it for.
No, I don't think they're expecting, you know, 20,000 units a year.
Yeah.
Pardon me, a year or anything.
It's probably around 5, isn't it?
Well, I don't even think they have an idea.
Yeah.
Well, they may have an idea.
No,
but
for a Corvette.
Oh, the ZR1, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The Z28, man.
It's all speculation at this point.
Yeah, but boy, the more time goes on, the more I'm kind of getting excited about what a Z28 could be.
Hmm.
I don't think we want to start that argument, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll continue to move the ZL1 along until it stops selling, or I don't know. I mean, at what point would they say, let's stop making it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Other than sales, of course. Good question, though. Very thought-provoking. Had you called it in, you would have been entered for the monthly prize.
Yeah, no kidding.
So speaking of monthly prize for voicemails, what do we got for voicemails?
We have one.
All right. Cool. You want to get to it in just a second?
You got it.
Right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here's our lone voicemail for the week. People, call in.
We miss you.
Hey, guys. Postal Dave.
Not him.
I'm thinking about the conundrum about the horsepower for the ZL1 Camaro, and I'm thinking 6.2 liters plus 1.8 or 2.0 liter supercharger intercooler would work out to perhaps 628 horsepower. And if you think about it, Z28, ZL1, 628 horsepower, 628 foot-pounds of torque. That way you outdo the Shelby, the Viper, and everything else on the road. So that's my best bid estimate for the Camaro ZL1. So I will put that in as my bid. You guys have a great weekend, and see you on Facebook. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good old Postal Day. Yeah,
calling in with his entry for the contest, as long as he posts that on a message board as well.
Yeah, there seems to be a bit of confusion. In the rules in the contest, you got to post in the thread, but then you get a bonus if you then call in after you post.
Yeah.
So I didn't see his post come in.
No.
So interestingly enough, people are just posting whatever number is available.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, 627's already taken. Let's take 628.
It doesn't matter. If you're wrong, you don't get crap anyway. But if you're right, at least you get something. Whatever. I figure all the numbers will be taken between 550 and 700,000.
700,000.
I'm waiting for somebody to actually post 700,000.
801.
What is this, a Price is Right?
Yeah.
Actually, it was kind of like Price is Right style. So, hey, Postal Dave, thank you so much for the phone call, old buddy. I bet you, I don't know. I'm not gonna say anything. I don't know, because I don't want to come off like I do.
Okay.
That's it for voicemails?
That's it.
It's at that point in the summer where everybody's busy with one thing or another, barbecues and things and you know,
working on their Camaros stuff. And modding it and whatever.
Car shows and big meetups. And speaking of meetups, you know, we got more BBOMG interviews to play throughout the year.
Yes, we do.
And I think I got one right here.
Awesome.
And what is your name and where are you from?
Jamie McPherson, live in Pittsburgh.
How long have you been a Camaro enthusiast?
Ever since I was a little kid.
And what started it for you?
Seeing a Camaro.
Easy enough. What does Camaro mean to you?
Honestly, driving this fifth generation Camaro reminds me of my old motorcycle days and the freedom I felt on a motorcycle, and somehow they managed to put it into four wheels.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
And another message, courtesy of BBOMG.
And our ambush tactics.
Yeah.
You know, I got to think, I think at that point I was extremely drunk because I don't remember
you
that one
so?
Happening at all.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can pull it off pretty good, though.
Yeah.
You know, I look back very fondly, as they say, on the BBOMG event. There's already chatter about the next one coming.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait either.
Good times.
Me and my girlfriends. And my buddies. Speaking of car shows, we talked about this a touch earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
You know, what have you done for your Camaro? But what car shows have you attended so far this year? And what car shows are you going to attend? Like, are you coming to the big Woodward Dream Cruise?
Oh, yeah. Everybody in listening to the show.
Everybody.
Needs to come to Woodward.
You all.
At least once in your lifetime.
That's right.
Man, over a million people there. How many cars do you think are there?
A couple million.
It's unbelievable.
There's some.
I just wanted to mention this real quick. We saw this posted on our Facebook wall this week about a car show.
Okay, cool.
And this is from the Chicago 5th Gen Group.
Good bunch
they're
of
having,
guys.
Their inaugural Children's Miracle Network car show on Sunday, August 14th. And their rain date is Sunday, August 21st. It's going to be held at Walmart on Randall Road in Algonquin, Illinois. All proceeds will be donated to the Children's Miracle Network, so check them out.
Cool. Definitely attend a car show.
Oh, you have to.
They're just fun. We've met more friends through the car shows than I think any other source other than the website.
It's almost
podcast.
Like a car show network, because you go through and you kind of see the same people yeah. at the same shows, and you know you kind of see a certain friend at a certain show, and maybe they won't go to this show, but they'll go to this show. So you gotta try and make it around to the different shows to see everybody.
Yeah, yeah, and then it kind of gets to the point where you get to know them pretty well. And then when they like do something new to their car, you notice it. Hey, I didn't see that at the last show. What's, you know, and then it's just a cool friendship network. It's not about the car. It's about the people that drive them. I've always said that. In fact, there's a car show just around the corner at this little pizza taco joint that is run by these really cool people. Just around the corner from my house. So I'm going to go and probably hit that up just to say hi and see what's out there. A lot of cruises happening. Detroit seems like they're getting more and more cruises.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just saw posted leading up to, I think, the Woodward Cruises, the Sonic Drive-Ins around this area are having car shows. They're taking turns. I think the different areas are having car shows around here each week.
I'm in.
Yeah. So I think one was, you know, the one on, what is that, Sterling Heights,
yep.
Shelby Township. They're all moving all over the place.
Metro Detroit areas. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So if you don't know of any car shows, but you want to find one, check the regional sections of CamaroZ28.com or just check your local car club website and then turn around and post it on CamaroZ28.com and in case somebody else is looking for the same thing. They're always fun. They're just fun. It's a good way to spend a day, especially the great weather we're having. Just bring an umbrella and plenty of water.
Heck yeah.
So, God, how are we doing on time? Looking good?
Yeah.
Well, this is episode 307. And we've been doing this ever since, what, 302? where we talk about the coincidental numbering system. So, according to Wikipedia, the Chevrolet 307 was produced from 1968 to 1973. The engine bore was 3.875 inches with a 3.25-inch stroke, which is the 307 was essentially a 283 with a longer stroke 327 crankshaft. And according to the Camaro White Book,
yeah.
which we really use as our go-to source, the 307 didn't debut until the 69 Camaro. And it had, let me see here, according to this, 290 horsepower, but that doesn't seem right.
A 307?
Really? I'm sorry, no, I was looking at 302. Sorry. 200 horsepower.
Really?
A staggering 200 horsepower.
Staggering.
And it was low production.
Hmm.
And going back to Wikipedia, later versions were produced with just 115 horsepower. And Chevrolet did not produce a high-performance version of the 307 engine, but did produce for Outboard Marine Corporation a high-performance Marinized 307 rated it at a staggering 235 horsepower.
Wow.
And depending on year, that shipped with Corvettes and Z28's cast aluminum valve covers and Rochester Quadrajet carb. At its highest point, it did have 225 horsepower in other versions, though.
Well, it just shows to show you where we came to today, because now we're talking about the ZL1 and 600-plus horsepower.
Give or take.
Give or take.
We're assuming.
700.
We could be way off.
Yeah.
700 billion.
Yeah.
Shear your face clean off when you hit the gas. Just yeah. You know, as soon as you hit the gas, your face disappears. It's gone. You're done. It's stuck on the headrest behind you. Around your ears. Next to your beers. I'm making fun of the New York fifth gen guys now.
Yeah.
So kind of neat. 307. You know, the 302 had 290 horsepower, but the 307 just didn't have crap.
Yeah.
You're right though. How far we've come. And I've been thinking about that. When people, there was a day when I think we talked about this not too long ago, but I still can't get over it, and maybe I never will. Where 500 horsepower was a mythical number. I mean, to reach 500 horsepower, you had to just pull out all the stops. The only people that could make
ZR1 numbers were mythical. I mean, pretty much, you know, what it started at like 375, and it was like, oh my God, 375 horsepower would kill for that.
Yeah.
Which now look what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, good grief, dude. Then it went to what, like 405 or something like that in the ZR1?
Yeah.
And that was crazy. An $80,000 car.
Yeah.
Jeez.
LT5, man.
Yeah. And boy, oil changes? Forget it. I think that thing took like 32 quarts of oil or something like that. All right. Well, I got a car show to go to.
Okay.
I got some stuff to do, so I think we're going to have to cut this one just a touch short, I think.
Sure, why not?
All right. So everybody go out and find a car show or go work on your car. Just do something cool for it. And
enjoy
then,
the summer.
That's right. And then call in and tell us what you've done or what you're going to do or anything else on your mind. We'd love to hear from you.
We'll see you next week.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.